An account is a tool for transaction recording. It shows all changes in a particular asset, liability, owner's equity element, expense, or revenue, which changes are caused by transactions. Every account has a left side, called debit, and a right side, called credit. To make correct records on accounts, we should follow and apply some rules. Rule number 1. When an asset account increases, this increase should be placed on the left side of the account. Rule number 2. When an expense account increases, this increase should be placed on the left side of the account. Rule number 3. When an asset account decreases, this decrease should be placed on the right side of the account. Rule number 4. When an expense account decreases, this decrease should be placed on the right side of the account. Rule number 5. When a liability account increases, this increase should be placed on the right side of the account. Rule number 6. When an owner's equity account increases, this increase should be placed on the right side of the account. Rule number 7. When a revenue account increases, this increase should be placed on the right side of the account. Rule number 8. When a liability account decreases, this decrease should be placed on the left side of the account. Rule number 9. When an owner's equity account decreases, this decrease should be placed on the left side of the account. Rule number 10. When a revenue account decreases, this decrease should be placed on the left side of the account. Let's see some simple examples. A business buys office equipment for a price of $2,800. Office equipment is an asset. It is obvious that this asset increases. This means that the sum of $2,800 should be recorded on the left side of the account office equipment. The business pays the sum of $2,800 from its bank account. A bank account is an asset. When money goes out, the bank account decreases. This means that the sum of $2,800 should be recorded on the left side of the account bank account. We will look at more examples in the next videos.